Well, folks, today was the open death of the real internet as we know it, or once knew it. Well, they're really just announcing it. They've been slowly killing it. It's been chained up. They're cutting at it and cutting at it, but they're about to start cutting off hands and legs and eventually the head and rebuilding, I guess, what they think is going to be a more superior grid for them to take control of your lives. The Satan grid. I mean, smart grid. And that's the headline over at theinfowarrior.com right now. And we're going to piece by piece go through the entire Obama coming out party, the death of the internet, all of your medical records being digitized. Okay. This is also going to bring in the new environmental grid. Okay. I can't stress this enough. People think, oh, carbon credit system, a joke. Geoengineering, a joke. Folks, we've got glow in the dark monkeys. I mean, geoengineering, they're doing all sorts of crazy things right now. I mean, this is more than the information age, and they want to control everything you do. Let me explain. You got an SUV right now? You're going to eventually have to pay an enormous tax to drive that if they allow it at all because of its CO2 emissions. Oh, it's bad for the environment. You got a lot of garbage because you got a big family. Oh, your taxes are actually going to go up. You know how you get a decrease in taxes now? If you got a lot of kids, you can claim them. It's going to be the reverse of that. They're going to start punishing you for having children. I mean, this is an insane control system. And they keep squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. And, you know, I brought it up earlier today. But, again, when I'm watching the local news, and I guess now that I'm in Austin, it's my hometown now, and I see in the national CBS news this woman who's got two little girls. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of the healthcare system anyway, but you get an ear infection, you better go to the doctor. They'll make it better, obviously. You know, I'm not against all medical science. I'm not, you know, I don't practice voodoo. I don't know if the rumors aren't true. It's true, Paul. Anyway, she's like, well, we had to give it up, right? Oh, she gets the ear infection. What do we do? Oh, mobile vans. These are going to be the mobile vaccination vans. These are going to be the mobile ID vans. These are where your medical records are now going to be databased. Remember, Department of Homeland Security going into the national security apparatus, and Obama today announcing a cybersecurity coordinator. And it's handpicked, by the way, handpicked tyranny by our Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama, Barack H. Obama, kind of like Jesus H. Cristo. Huh? I wonder if that's, you know, that's pretty funny with the name, because on one end, if you use the Hussein, oh, you're racist, blah, 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 blah. So the left kind of has an attacking point, but then it's really appealing towards the right. Not so much the right, but I guess Christianity or the God complex, you know, with the H in the middle, at least in my mind, subliminal. I don't know. I know that the new civilian squad is out of control. City year. And again, this is from AmeriCorps, so it's more than just a city year. This is a large program that's going to be coming across. You start losing your jobs. It's medical vans. Oh, where are you going to work? Well, City Year will probably take you in, or another organization like it, if you're willing to put on a Gestapo jacket and get into some kind of military formation while you're building the slave camps. That's probably what these people are going to be doing. Oh, we're going to be building centers, health centers, rec centers. Like Alex says, the slave camps are going to look appealing compared to what the alternative is. Because, again, they have to bring it down to bring up their new world order. And, again, this is their term for it. These aren't imaginations. These aren't fairy tales. See, it's okay when Time Magazine and everybody else jumps on it after the G20, and it's Barack Obama's new world order, and he talks about a new world in this speech, as we're going to show you. I mean, this is a 20-minute long speech, so we might be dissecting this for a full hour, folks. We're going to be taking your calls in the second and third hour. Who knows, maybe if I get through it before, then we'll take your calls. But this is just such an important issue. Cyberbullying Act, Cybersecurity Act, Hannah Montana, Disney behind this. I mean, this is a big military-industrial complex corporate elite takeover. That's what this is, the invisible empire at work. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear.
You know, Rod Beckstrom really had this job in the bag had he wanted to keep it, but a few months ago, he felt that the threats to our democratic process are significant if all top-level government network security and monitoring are handled by the NSA. And what he meant by that is there's no internal checks and balances whatsoever. The external checks and balances we have right now are nothing but a joke. They're laughable. They're beyond laughable. It's actually quite disgusting. And he resigned, and I don't know who he's... I'm kind of fearful of who this guy is just going to appoint. I don't think this person has to be approved. I don't know what the process is going to be. This is a brand new agency. I'm sure they're just going to go along with it. It's Lord Obama. I mean, they grovel to him in the intro over here. In fact, let's start playing that because, you know, I don't want to see the little groveling. Let's at least get right to the speech with Big B, I guess. I mean, you like the Obamanomics that are going on? You're losing your house. And by the way, Paul Hartman found that clip. Maybe we should do that first. You know what? Do we have that clip ready? The woman clip? All right, let's play that. This is the clip I was talking about. Paul Hartman brought it up during the break. He's like, hey, I got this clip. This is what it's going to be like for you to take care of your kids. No more doctor's visits. Yeah, you're impoverished. You can't handle this. Oh, don't worry. We have mobile medical vans that'll take care of you for the masses. Oh, they love you so much. Oh, this is what socialist medicine is really like. Let's hit the clip. We got it? We don't have it. We have just a still frame. There we go.
Shauna Terry does pretty well. She drives a nice car, has a nice house.
It's a big house, huh?
Trouble is, this house isn't hers. Shauna is a realtor here in Austin.
It's an upgrade so that you've got that tile look.
Desperate to unload any one of these high-end homes in the middle of a market bust.
And when a house doesn't sell, you don't get a paycheck.
Don't get a paycheck.
And this is 12.
With her six-figure annual income a distant memory, health insurance for this single mom and her two daughters has become a luxury they've decided to do without.
We weren't needing to go to the doctor, so it was like, all right, should we have insurance premiums or should we do food, you know? So unfortunately, we decided to kind of let that lapse.
So you rolled the dice.
I rolled the dice.
While Shauna was worrying about her daughters staying healthy, her youngest was worrying about her.
I worry a lot about her and what she's going through.
Does she know you worry a lot?
No, I don't really show it.
But 9-year-old Alyssa couldn't hide an ear infection last March. Shauna had no choice but to take a $100 trip to the doctor, plus antibiotics. When it came to the follow-up visit, she balked.
You waited out a little bit just to kind of see, you know, do I absolutely need to do this, you know?
Within weeks, Alyssa was sick again, this time with aches and a 104 fever.
Now it's starting getting worse.
Did you feel like you didn't want to go to the doctor?
No, I wanted to because I knew they would take care of me and get me better.
Was there any mom guilt? Oh, yeah. Very big. You know, feel like you didn't do what you're supposed to be doing for your children.
That's when the school nurse told Shauna about this, the Children's Health Express van, a pediatrician's office on wheels with no insurance forms and no fees.
And happy fun colors.
There are 37 more mobile medical clinics like this one in 15 states across the country. Originally intended to serve low-income, underprivileged children, these mobile medical units are seeing
fun
more
colors
like Shauna
in the slave
in every day
for your vaccination.
Lost their insurance, lost their job, or both.
I didn't want to be looking like we were taking advantage of something that wasn't meant for us.
We say to them, we'll be your pediatrician until you're in a more stable situation.
Pause it for a second.
The Medivans are provided by...
There's the fun colors right there. Let me explain something, lady. It's for you. It's for everybody. It's for the slaves. Bring it back. Bring it back to the happy fun colors. Come on, happy fun color van with tasty vaccinations.
And every day, lost their insurance, lost their job, or both.
I didn't want to be looking like we were taking advantage of something that wasn't meant for us.
We say to them, we'll be your pediatrician until you're in a more stable situation.
The Medivans are provided by Children's Health Fund, co-founded by pediatrician and Columbia University professor Erwin Redlener.
When we have a situation like this recession, where we have a mounting up of barriers for families, it really increases the chances that children will slip through the cracks.
One safety net is supposed to be the federally funded CHIP program, recently reauthorized by President Obama. But of the estimated 8 million children currently uninsured, CHIP is expected to cover only half. Finding
and
out
don't
whether
worry,
your kids
everybody's
are
getting poor.
Can be
millions more children
and
will go to the slave van.
And Dr. Redlener says kids can't wait.
For children, a temporary loss of access to health care can have lifelong consequences. Because in that absence, we may miss something very critical to a developing child.
Well, that looks pretty good.
And even though her ear infection is all but gone, Alyssa Terry says she still doesn't feel normal.
When you're sick so long, when you get back to yourself, you don't feel the same. You
all right,
feel
pull
like
it.
Someone different.
I'm disgusted enough. I guess I got some callers right now. And I really do want to get into the Obama speech, but I mean, it's just jaw dropping. Don't worry. You're losing your insurance. You're losing your home. You don't have a pension. Don't worry. We got the slave van for you. Medical slave van. And you know what? When I was a kid, I was singing along to Flintstone Vitamins. You don't see Flintstone Vitamins or advertisements for vitamins or try to keep people naturally healthy. And that's why, you know, who knows, you know, about Trudeau, but those natural cures in his book, they're real. You want to stay healthy? Do that. Eat organic foods. Okay. Don't cry to me that I'm always sick. Yeah, you're sick because the Mayo Clinic just did a study. If you take the flu vaccine, you are 3 times more likely to get the flu. It's out of Minnesota. I mean, who would take it? Medical study out of the Mayo Clinic. No, they're making it up. Burmese, it doesn't exist. All right. Let's go to, I guess, Judas in New Jersey. Judas, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I love the show.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just calling because I've been watching yours and Alex's movies and stuff like that. And I actually on YouTube, I saw that there was a kid, and I guess he was like a sophomore or a junior in high school, and he was, you know, going around putting 9/11 was an inside job bumper stickers, putting out 9/11, The Truth Rising, those DVDs. Do you recall that at all?
Robert Wanick?
Yes, that's the name.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in contact with him. Actually, I set him up with the InfoWars crew. He's a true info warrior. He's an example of what you can do if you have a spine. I mean, here's a 16-year-old kid. He wears a 9/11 Truth t-shirt in his high school yearbook photo, which is a great way to you really sign of the times, get the message out, and they edit it without telling him. He fights the system, and he gets it put back in, you know, and he's really been even more than that. He hands the DVDs out. He talks to people. He's a human being. He's relaying this information because guess what? It's reality. It's not fairy tales and unicorns and leprechauns and Johnny Nonsense. It's the real deal. I mean, Alex Jones puts like the precursor to the youth brigades into the Obama deception, showing that they're gearing up for this, showing the brainwashing, and literally less than what? 4 months later or 2 months after the movie comes out, they announce that City Year is going to get all this funding, and they come out with commercials of militarized Nazi youth children in black, red, and white, and they're talking about the colors, and they're talking about shedding their individual skin and bringing in a new world, one world.
Figures that was it, like Kennedy, Gandhi, Martin Luther King. I'm like,
yeah,
these are the people that were against this movement. But
we're
going to
play some of those too. Exactly. So, people that were against the evils of what this new world order actually represents. What else you got for me, Judas?
Well, my question is, I actually got this book on Barnes & Noble. Have you ever read Invisible Resistance to Tyranny?
I have not.
Oh, if you look it up, I'm just going to read a little bit on the back. What is Invisible Resistance to Tyranny? It is an underground movement of secret freedom fighters, each acting individually and independent to ignore, evade, resist, and thwart the increasingly heavy hand of government power. Invisible resistors do not join protest groups, stand on street corners making speeches, or run with the mob throwing rocks at police vehicles. And that basically leads me into my question. I mean, I'm, you know, a high school student. I recently got turned on to the New World Order and the Bilderberg Group and all these 9/11 truth movement and everything like that. And I want to be like that kid. I want to get the truth out.
All right.
My question is, should we have more people like this invisible resistance to tyranny doing it very quietly?
Here's the deal, man. That's over with. There is no invisible resistance. Let me try to explain this to you. I don't know. Did you listen to the show today? You were probably in school. No. School's over.
No, I listened to it in my computer class.
Okay, so did you listen to the part where, do you know about AT&T versus, where is it? I can't remember what the guy's name is. AT&T versus Hepting. We play the Keith Olbermann clip. We've got that clip over at theinfowarrior.com. They're already tracking, tracing, and databasing everything you do on your cell phone and your computer. I mean everything, your searches. There is a hardwired line. Now that doesn't mean everything's being gone through by a human being. What that means is it goes through software and they're still databasing it. So there really is no anonymity in this country anymore. Really, relatively, the only anonymity you're going to get is somewhere in a second or third world nation. You're not going to get this much in most parts of Europe now, at least the city parts. New Zealand's working towards this. Australia is working towards this. I mean, this is the nightmare smart grid that this man talked about today, and we're going to get to later. So, no, I'm sorry, the invisible resistance, what we need are people to infiltrate the system with movements like Campaign for Liberty. You really just got to reach out to people. There has to be a revelation of the mind. You know, we have to have the will and the belief that we can win, that we can change the system. You start locally. You know, just like Alex says, Rome wasn't built in a day. This movement is not just going to just all of a sudden upswing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's got to be worked at, man. And, you know, you have to get out there. If we all lie there and act like we're going to be the invisible resistance, how are we going to rise up together in a peaceful manner? You know, Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., they knew there were strength in numbers, civil disobedience. And that's why that's now domestic extremism / terrorism amongst just about everything else that supports the Constitution and Bill of Rights. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Back with more of your calls after this.
Father.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who have experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
Couple more callers, then in the long segment, maybe we can actually get through at least 3/4 of the first half of his speech, because it's about 20 minutes, 21 or 22 minutes. Let's go to Lewis in Texas. Lewis, you're on the line. Yes, Lewis. In 3, 2, 1, Josh in Tennessee. What's up? Hello? Did we just lose callers altogether? All right, let's go to, let's just go to the clip, I guess. Let's start it up. We got it. All right, hit it.
And new ways for Americans to participate in their democracy. But none of this progress would be possible, and none of these 21st century challenges can be fully met without America's digital infrastructure, the backbone that underpins a prosperous economy, and a strong military, and an open and efficient government. Without that foundation, we can't get the job done. It's long been said that the revolutions in communications and information technology have given birth to a virtual world. But make no mistake, this world, cyberspace, is a world that we depend on every single day. It's our hardware and our software, our desktops and laptops and cell phones and Blackberries that have become woven into every aspect of our lives.
Pause it.
It's the broadband networks.
You better believe it has. Did you just hear what he said? And you know what? We need to also bring up a clip, Jaron. We need to find one of those cell phone clips where they can spy on you through your cell phone unless the battery's out. I mean, there's now dozens of local news networks that are picking up. I haven't seen a big national news network do anything. I don't catch every Dateline. I don't catch every... Okay. Okay. So, again, I mean, this is pretty ridiculous. The smart grid... The infrastructure of it has really been set up. It doesn't have the manpower yet. That's what Homeland Security is. That's why they need all this civilian national security force nonsense. That's why they're indoctrinating the children. That's why they're trying to make it hip. Hey, people are drumming on a bucket. Yeah. All right. It's a party. Hey, that's pretty cool. He is change. I mean, my God. So, I mean... Folks, this is the new reality. He's right. He's telling you a lot of the truth right now. This is why this is a really slick speech. It's like, yeah, we are in a new information age. Yeah, we are in a new digital age. We do have to step up. We have to make it better. And then he's telling you that your cell phones, your Blackberries, all your broadband has now interwoven this planet and especially this nation in a way never before. All right, let's continue with Lord Obama.
It's beneath us and the wireless signals around us. The local networks in our schools and hospitals and businesses and the massive grids that power our nation. It's the classified military and intelligence networks that keep us safe and the World Wide Web that has made us more interconnected than at any time in human history. So cyberspace is real, and so are the risks that come with it. It's the great irony of our information age. The very technologies that empower us to create and to build also empower those who would disrupt and destroy.
Stop it right there. Actually, you pompous jackass of a puppet for these elitists, what it does is it allows us to empower humanity and then it allows your bosses to enslave humanity through your propaganda, through your NLP techniques. I mean, that's what this is. When people are extremely good at getting an audience to be pulled in, it's because they know how to speak to somebody. To a large extent, you know, the Jedi mind trick is real. And with the population getting dumber and dumber and dumber, and remember, if you really go through the Star Wars trilogy, the precursor to most of these stormtroopers is that they are clones. So they're at half speed, they're kind of more docile, and their minds are just, I mean, go check out Darren Brown. You'd be amazed at what somebody can do if they're looking at you right in the eye, they're touching you in a certain manner, they're, you know, projecting words at a quick pace, in a rhythmic fashion. I mean, the guy's amazing. I mean, he's done some of the craziest stuff I've ever seen. We should bring some of those clips up. Problem is with UK television, the FCC rules are a little bit different, so curses get by. But this guy is a very good orator. And like I said, he's telling you a lot of the truth. We are interwoven in more than ever across the world. That's what makes this show possible. But they're going to usurp it. They're going to take the freedom of information away. You're a cyber bully. You're a cyber terrorist. You're part of the alternative media. You're an extremist. You need to go to worse than the FEMA camp. You need to go to prison. You know what? You don't even need to go to prison. How about we just shut you down? We'll come get you later. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmese. Back after this, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You and me will go down in history with a sad Statue of Liberty and a generation that didn't agree. Generation.
All right, we're going to go to Sean, Eric, Alex, Josh, and more in a moment, but we're going to play just a bit more of this because, I mean, this is the coming out party for, yes, your cyber privileges are over. Forget about piracy. Everything you do is openly going to be tracked, traced, and database, and now mulled over by more human beings than ever. And there will be more crimes than ever. This is the implementing the cashless society control grid, getting you off that form of currency, getting you more sucked in. And again, there are programs out there called the Worldwide Mind. We played the old school biometrics. That's 5 years old from Alex Jones at SeaWorld, which is quite entertaining. It's good stuff. We need to have more retro stuff from InfoWars and Prison Planet. But this was just, folks, I came in this morning. I was exhausted. I was getting coffee. I look up and I'm like, oh my God, is this live? And oh, it's a new cybersecurity coordinator and it's a new office. It's a new tyranny. Together again for the very first time. Hit it, Barack.
And this paradox, seen and unseen, is something that we experience every day. It's about the privacy and economic security of American families. We rely on the internet to pay our bills, to bank, to shop, to file our taxes. But we've had to learn a whole new vocabulary just to stay ahead of the cyber criminals who would do us harm. The spyware and malware and spoofing and phishing and botnets. Millions of Americans have been victimized. Their privacy violated, their identities stolen, their lives upended, and their wallets emptied. According to one survey, in the past 2 years alone, cybercrime has cost Americans more than $8 billion. I know how it feels to have privacy violated.
because it has happened to me and the people around me. It's no secret that my presidential campaign harnessed the internet and technology to transform our politics.
All right, pause it right there for a second. Oh, poor me. My privacy's gone. You're sucking it up. You're the boy. You love it. You're their guy, friend. You're their buddy guy. I mean, you're the guy that they propped up from a state senator to a senator and a keynote speaker at the Democratic National Convention in 2004. You didn't even have to serve a full term as a real senator before they gave you the presidency. Oh, your privacy's been violated. Boo-hoo. Oh, you can relate. Oh, Barack Obama relates to me. Give me a break. He's the everyman. That's why I've got to see, you know, some, you know, ridiculous idiot calls in today. You are so deceptive with your Obama deception. Probably hadn't even seen the movie. You don't use the Bush deception. Meanwhile, InfoWars was the only real legitimate criticism of the Bush administration consistently for over 8 years. Even before he got in, Alex Jones was doing groundbreaking work on the subject. People are out of control. All right, we'll get to more of that speech. I guess we can space that out over 3 hours. It's such a long speech, and there's so many intricacies to really talk about it. We'll take your calls in between. Sean in Oklahoma, you're on the line. Yes, Sean. 3, 2, 1, Sean. You on? All right, Eric in Pennsylvania, we're going to go to you. Eric, you're on the line. Yes, sir. How you doing?
Two things. One, you'll be happy to know that Flintstone vitamins contain poly-V-fluor, which is fluoride.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
It's extra delicious for your children.
I wonder if that was always in there, because now everything has sucralose and fluoride and, you know, sodium phosphate. Are they just adding it to everything? They put, aspartame inside the Alka-Seltzer now? I mean, is it just...
They also put aspartame in Flintstone vitamins.
You know, Cremation of Care, you know, back at way, way, way back in the day, they probably still have it posted, cremationofcare.com. We should get Skeleton back on. He had this thing from the original Batman. You ever see the original Batman, Jack Nicholson, Michael Keaton movie? Eric?
Yeah, it was sick.
All right. So, yeah, I think it's the best one out of all of them. I personally like it better than the new ones. Anyway, so the Joker has this little plot where he shows you that he's poisoned all of Gotham's, you know, shampoo and, you know, deodorant and their eating products. But one thing won't kill you. What it is a combination of things will kill you over time. So the wrong combination kills you. And that's really what's going on. So I find that, you know, a little bit ironic, I guess. So what do you got for me today, Eric?
It's those are called binaries, you know. Mm-hmm. The other thing is last night you had a guy named Rick call. And he said that he kind of came off a little kooky, but Remember last night you said that somebody sent you information about how THC cures cancer?
Sure.
That was me.
I did look into that, and that was really interesting. That was out of like the Washington Times and Post and stuff like that. Sure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The documentary, the guy that did the documentary, that's the guy who called in last night.
Really?
Yeah, that was the guy. So go to the website, phoenixtears.ca, like Canada.
Listen, go send it to me with a big headline on my MySpace, and maybe I can check it out over the weekend. I don't know. That call was pretty bizarre.
Check it out, too.
Okay, all right. Give out the website.
It's phoenixtears.ca. And the guy, it actually breaks your heart when you watch it, because he actually does cure people that are really, really sick.
All right, I'll check it out, man. I definitely will. Let's
see. Have a good weekend, Jason.
All right, you too, Eric. Let's go to Alex in North Carolina. Alex, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to talk about this catch-22 I'm stuck in here in North Carolina.
Let's hear it.
Here in North Carolina, I'm stuck in this catch-22 where I need a Social Security card to get a driver's license and a driver's license to get a Social Security card. And I can't make money or get a job or anything, because I'm stuck in this catch-22.
You could always act like you're an illegal immigrant, sir. I mean, they got more rights than us anyway, and they're not deporting them, so I would go with that route. I know that's kind of like pseudo-funny. I don't know what to tell you, to be honest. I'm not a total legal expert. I don't have every answer out there. Maybe get on the prison planet forums. A lot of people are going to tell you that that's a good thing and that you can go with common law for that, but they don't understand the intricacies of really, you know, 99.9% of the jobs out there are through the system. You do need a social security number, unfortunately, and it's only going to get worse and worse with this new smart grid. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I'd say do some research. It sounds like it sucks to me, Alex. Sorry for that. Let's go to Josh in Tennessee. Josh, you're on the line. Yes, Josh. Man, I just can't get callers. I'm in. I'm out. I'm in.
Has brainwashed us and stuff like this over the years. Well, a show that I've watched tonight, I'm sure you might be familiar with it, Wife Swap.
What's that?
All right, Wife Swap. It's on ABC.
I've heard of it. I've never actually seen Wife Swap. I mean, it sounds pretty ridiculous.
Spouses change families and stuff like that. And what it is they always post these elitist families, like, that are upper class, totally, like, think they're totally more educated and things like that against poor rednecks from the deep south. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it always comes around to where the poor rednecks basically are wanting to conform to the elitists and the upper class, stuff like that. To me, that seems like total propaganda.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. It's to grovel to your slave masters.
Yes.
Oh, I love you so much. Oh, he's so good. Oh, I love his car. It's all about being a consumer, wanting more, having jealousy, you know, taking away from the real things in life, which is, you know, loving your friends and having a good time and being good to one another and genuinely helping one another, not throwing on a red jacket and going, I mean, give me a break. It's disgusting. I mean, that's not what it's all about. It's about helping your neighbors and friends.
We've been so down over the years, you know, just through, we have a total materialistic society.
Oh, my God.
What's all about? I mean, that's what we are propagandized by every day and just fed, you know, we're spoon-fed is what it is.
I'm with you, Josh. Thank you for the call, brother. I'm going to jump to you. You got it, brother. Let's go to Freeburger in Virginia. Freeburger, you're online.
Mr. Burmis, what's up?
Thanks
a lot for taking the time out of your busy life to do all this overtime for Alex.
Hey, no problem. It's fun, man. You know, it's a little tiring, but it's definitely fun.
You going to be on Sunday or?
Yeah, I am going to be doing the Sunday show as well, and we're going to be playing. I don't know if you caught that Bilderberg clip with Frank McKenna yesterday.
Yeah,
but we're going to be playing that for the Austin audience and the KLBJ audience out there because I think that's really important. I think that was a really good Bilderberg clip because not only is it mainline, but he kind of really puts him on the spot and you can see the reaction.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I also want to thank the Prison Planet guys on the live video stream. I definitely love my subscription. I think everybody should get one. It's not expensive.
It's not that bad, right? I mean, it's literally the price of one crappy value meal full of GMO food one time a month. It's $6.
Seriously, I mean, y'all are my archive. I don't have to torrent anything anymore.
Yeah. Excellent, man.
I really appreciate what you do and...
What's your take on this new, before you get into what you want, what's your take on this new cybersecurity coordinator, the new smart grid, Obama coming out with this today? I mean, this is really a fast track to this new system. I think he's putting the North American Union into place. I think he's moving away from the dollar and a carbon credit system. I mean, the dollar may stick around. Bob Chapman doesn't seem to think so. You know Lindsey Williams' opinions over the last month or so. So, I mean, what's your opinion, man? You're a listener.
I mean, the dollar's literally gotten pounded over the head, and the things that are going...
Did we lose him? All right. Sorry, Freeburger. That's too bad. We started to get into it. You know what? Let's play more of the clip, and then we're going to go to Ryan and others. 866-582-9933. Are you back, Freeburger?
Am I back?
You are back. Look at that.
Yay.
It's magic.
Darn it, GCN. Why is their phone system so crazy? Alex, get those lines in there.
Oh, man. That's the last thing he needed to hear. If he's listening, he's like... God damn it, I can't take him. What is going on with these lines? Probably not with the GD, but, you know, that's me.
Anyway, Alex, back to your question. The amount of news that's flying, it's too bad the masses are missing all this crazy stuff that's going on.
Well, it's good it's archived on YouTube. You can always send them a link. I mean, everything I read here If they just listen to the headline, you can easily Google it. It's always Reuters. It's always ABC. It's always The Telegraph. It's always The Guardian. It's always Wired. I mean, these are all mainline sources. It's not, everybody's like, oh, it's not from InfoWars. When people say that, I'm like, all the articles from InfoWars are actually, you know, sourced with mainline articles. Oh, that guy didn't get choked on that EMT video. Then we have the mainline, the mainline guy from the CBS affiliate on telling us it's worse than it really is because this guy has pulled over an ambulance with a pregnant woman before. I mean, yeah. No, we're the kooks. We're the kooks, man.
I've got a friend who's a paramedic. It wasn't violent like that, but yeah, he tried to get he got written a ticket, and you know, luckily the judge just kind of laughed it out of court. But yeah, this is real. You know, I mean, these things happen. Also, wanted to say, as far as that biometric clip you played on today's show, on Alex's show,
yeah,
if people want to find that really easily, just Google Alex Jones Cashless Society. Pretty much, that's like his original little film of that.
All right, excellent. You know, I got a jump free burger. I thank you for the call. All right, brother. Let's go back to the clip. Let's go back to Obama, and then we'll take more calls after that. Hit it.
What isn't widely known is that during the general election, hackers managed to penetrate our computer systems. To all of you who donated to our campaign, I want you to all rest assured our fundraising website was untouched. So your confidential personal and financial information was protected. But between August and October, hackers gained access to emails and a range of campaign files, from policy position papers to travel plans.
Now let's pause it for a second. The evil hackers got access to my systems. Let's not forget, this is the same administration that said it wanted to hear from the people, and then it gave the people the opportunity to vote on what this administration should be about, the top things. And they said 9/11 truth and a new investigation into 9/11, what they do, they pulled those questions. They're censors. Time and time again, this administration is about censorship. In the run up to the presidency, during the primaries, when Obama was running, he was asked about 9/11 truth. He gave a slick answer. These monsters are covering up for the previous administration because they are expanding on their executive powers. Step up, people. I mean, listen to what this guy's saying. Oh, the evil hackers got into my campaign. Oh, it's very bad. It's worse than you think, public. It's awful. Let's go back to the man.
With the FBI and the Secret Service, and hired security consultants to restore the security of our systems. It was a powerful reminder. In this information age, one of your greatest strengths, in our case, our ability to communicate to a wide range of supporters through the Internet, could also be one of your greatest vulnerabilities. So this is a matter as well of America's economic competitiveness. The small businesswoman in St. Louis, the bond trader in the New York Stock Exchange, the workers at a global shipping company in Memphis, the young entrepreneur in Silicon Valley, they all need the networks to make the next payroll, the next trade, the next delivery, the next great breakthrough. E-commerce alone last year accounted for some $132 billion in retail sales. But every day, we see waves of cyber thieves trolling for sensitive information. The disgruntled employee on the inside.
Let's pause it right there.
1,000 miles away.
There it is. The lone hacker and the disgruntled employee. No more whistleblower. See, if a whistleblower tries to sneak out documents that he's already been privy to, ooh, he's a disgruntled employee. And when I say documents, he'll have a Word file or an Access file or an Excel file that exposes some corruption. He's the bad guy. They are setting up this system to be so tyrannical. Let's not forget. The Bush administration illegally claims in this Hepting versus AT&T that they have retroactive immunity to all the warrantless wiretapping, spying, and databasing of the American public that they've done. Retroactive immunity. Obviously, it's illegitimate. Obviously, it's illegal. But they put it on paper. And that's why, initially, this thing has been thrown out. And it's in the Ninth Circuit and it's still waiting to be appealed. Still, after January of 2006, folks, I mean, do I have to say the date? It's May 29th, 2009. We're 3 years down the line. This has been going on for, and that means with this lawsuit being filed, it was happening before this. Let's act like grown-ups and do something about it and just say, well, that's just the way it is. If you ain't got nothing to hide, Jason, what's the big deal? And again, throughout history, Those who are dissenters are targeted. They're imprisoned. They're enslaved. They're killed first. They're made. I mean, folks, they're the ones that the examples are made of. They're the ones that they go into the neighborhood and they gun down the family in front of everybody else. And then they burn the house and they say, do you want that to be you? So everybody falls into line. And they don't have to have done anything illegal. And when you see who they're targeting in these domestic extremism lexicons, that means you, anti-illegal immigration. That means you, alternative media. That means you, hacktivist. That means you, anti-technology. I mean, and it goes on and on and on. That means you, former serviceman. That means you, constitutionalist. That means you, campaign for liberty. That means you, Ron Paul supporter. That means you, third party candidate. That means you, challenge to the establishment. That means you because you have a nice house and I like your wife. And maybe your daughter's cute too in a couple years. That's how these thugs roll. And we're going back to that in a hurry, and people do not realize it. Wake up, folks. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Running to Babylon. Run all the way to Babylon. Meet you there in Babylon.
All right, folks, we are back. And we'll go back to this Obama clip in a moment, but we're going to take some more of your calls. 866-582-9939. 3833. Ryan in New Hampshire, what's on your mind? Yes, Ryan.
How you doing tonight, Jason?
I'm all right.
All right, man. Good to hear. I remember I called you a couple of nights ago with a Hunter S. Thompson quote, and I told you about a New World Order quote from one of his books.
That's right.
All right, and I have the book in front of me right now. And without wasting time, just real quick, the story is he's with James Carville and George Stephanopoulos in a bar. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it would take me a while to read it. I'm just going to read the one important part.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Ye gods," I shouted, "I can't stand it. You're all thieves." "Nonsense," he said. "This is a new world order, and we want you to be a part of it." I jerked away from him and slumped on a bar stool. Carville was still on the floor, curled into a fetal position, while the woman from Bush / Quail headquarters tried to soothe him. And then that's the end of the chapter.
Well, what happened is apparently Hunter S. Thompson left his wallet on the bar and either Carvel or Stephanopoulos. Carvel, of course, the big personality out there. Everybody's right. Seen him. He's in movies. He's kind of an actor on top of being a politician. At least, I guess, he's more honest about being an actor. And Stephanopoulos is this news guy out of one of the main networks. I forget, one of the big three. You got anything else for me, Ryan?
No, I just wanted to say how you're talking about the censorship before with Obama administration. Mm-hmm. Right when I look at a picture of Obama or anything that has to do with this administration, I get this eerie feeling of just blatant, outright fascism. And
because it's right in your face.
In front of the flag. I know, and they're just, I feel like they're just taking my head and just like rubbing it in it, like, oh, you like that?
Meanwhile, while they play the national anthem, he won't put his hand on his chest, just like, you know, and again, I'm not big on that, but at a ball game, you know, I'll do it. I still love this country, and I'm just disgusted to what has happened to it. Thank you for the call, Ryan. Let's go to Josh in Ontario. Josh, you're online. Yes, Josh.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing?
Good. Just something really, messed up today in Toronto here. You had Bush and Clinton having a speech, and it was a complete loving with each other. I mean, they were complimenting each other. There was no fireworks, no sparks.
Why would there be? They're in love with one another. First of all, a lot of people don't understand it. Bill Clinton, if you could turn down the radio, Bill Clinton used to run cocaine for George Bush, and people say, oh, you're a liar, Burmese. Just look into Mena, Arkansas. And look into what the witnesses said. They said they were giving large, you know, large suitcases of money to Bill Clinton on the base while they were running the cocaine. Mena, Arkansas, George Bush loves Bill Clinton, loves George Bush Jr. That's the facts. I mean, they are, I mean, like I said, in 2003, it must have been when they dedicated this, it's probably on C-SPAN. I should bring that video up. It was just a love fest while they were dedicating the Clinton Library. There's no opposition there. Again, it's WWE politics. They're hard on each other in the newspapers. Behind the scenes, they vacation together.
Yeah, that's right. I was on a local talk radio show and I mentioned, Bilderberg and how these guys are all a part of it. And the local host, I mean, he was like, "What's Bilderberg?" And at that, he just like cut me off and said, like, "I'm crazy." And
oh, you're kooky McCook, because I still haven't heard of it, and I still believe in a left and a right, and a liberal and a conservative, and there's a big difference between the two. And meanwhile, I'm sucking down mercury in my high fructose corn syrup, and I can't get out of bed in the morning. Unbelievable. Yeah.
The last shot I put out, I said, you know what, you're completely discredited, and you got zero credibility, that's why you're on mainstream radio. But, I was wondering if you heard about the story where Rumsfeld sent memos that had, like, biblical quotes to President Bush. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. They used to be on the covers of, I guess, the briefings and whatnot. I thank you for the call. I'm going to jump to some other callers on the other side and get back to the Barack Obama Web 2.0. Here it is, folks. Get ready for it. It's the new net. No freedom of speech. You can bet on it.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. a truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special...
Hero today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fly to our next caller. It's the Bald Eagle in New York. Bald Eagle, what's on your mind? Yes, sir.
Weekend at Burmese.
Not quite the weekend, but almost there. What's up, buddy?
Well, hey, you know what? I have a little quick story for you here, and this is what I've been thinking about lately. Okay, there's a scene in the original Die Hard film starring Bruce Willis, who apparently is supposedly woken up. And does have some sort of moral obligation to spread the word. But anyway, as being a lone hacker, or excuse me, am I even online? Am I here?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, buddy.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so he's a lone hacker in that situation, the original Die Hard. Mm-hmm. And he sets the alarm off. The phone lines are cut off. The cops.
And this is the black guy with the glasses, right? The black guy with the glasses that's mainly at the computer, really doesn't kill anybody through the whole thing.
Yeah, well, okay. Anyway, there's the, I'm not talking about that, but no one knows what's going on in there. Uh-huh. And no one could, most people could not believe what's going on inside those towers. And, there's one call or one alarm that makes it to the Family Matters, cop guy.
Yeah, Carl Winslow.
He circulates the grounds. Yeah, Carl Winslow. So Carl Winslow is circulating the grounds and, he checks inside. Nothing's going on. Mm-hmm. And, what happens is like, oh, geez, come on, get in here. And so it's a terrorist confront, Bruce Willis. He takes him out and the cop is driving away. Well, McClane is not going to allow this to happen. So he busts the window open and throws the guy out the window, lands on Carl Winslow's cop car. And, he just says, welcome to the party, pal. And that's what we have to do as information warriors is that, it's hard to believe, this information that we're receiving, but, you double check it out. It's the truth. The truth, the sources are valid. And what do you got to do? And then, it can be hard, but really, welcome.
Well,
to
we
got to
step up to the plate. We can't imagine that we still have Miranda rights when they're making Orwellian decisions that you can invoke the right to a lawyer and they can continue to interrogate you and then use that in a court of law. That's not justice. You have to confront the fact the new Supreme Court nominee is on the Council of La Raza, which is a racial organization, and wrote a book called Deadly Obsession about how the Second Amendment actually says that guns are illegal for U.S. citizens. I mean, talk about 1984. I thank you for the call, Bald Eagle. I hope you fly towards justice, my friend. Let's go to Sean in Pennsylvania. Sean, you're on the line.
Yes.
Hello. Yes, Sean.
I might be a hacktivist.
You might be a hacktivist. What do you do online, sir?
I secure my computer using pretty good tools.
Well, I mean, I don't know how secure the new internet is going to be, Sean, and I thank you for the call. I mean, with this new internet, too, you're going to have to thumb scan to get on. It won't be an IP address. There will probably be, black market internet out there because everything's over radio waves now. But this will give them, really, it looks like carte blanche to just come into your home. There's a law out there, based on illegal cable boxes from back in the day where they don't even need a warrant to come up to your home if you're emitting an illegal Wi-Fi signal. So, Internet 2 is going to be you scan to get in. All your biometric data is there. Everything you do is tracked and traced person by person. Your kids are going to have to be a part of it. You're going to be a part of it. I mean, It's a nightmare control system. Can you say it with me? Nightmare control system. That's what cybersecurity coordination is. Nightmare control. It's the Satan grid, as I'm calling it, over at the InfoWarrior.com right now. Go check out the latest article. You get to see the entire unfettered Obama coming out party for Internet 2, cybersecurity, the smart grid, and all your medical information digitized right here and now as we live and breathe. Back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
But I want to get more into this speech. Let's weave through it in the 3 hours we have together on the Info Warrior, 9 to midnight Central Time, 5 nights a week. Hit it, Hartman.
Organized crime, the industrial spy, and increasingly foreign intelligence services. In one brazen act last year, thieves used stolen credit card information to steal millions of dollars from 130 ATMs, machines, in 49 cities around the world. And they did it in just 30 minutes.
All right, stop right there.
A single employee.
How about the international offshore bankers just stealing, $15 trillion plus in the last few months? Forget about $139 million in 30 minutes. I mean, you could probably do $139 million for every 30 minutes for the next 20 years before you got away with what your bosses have taken from the American public and the world, scum. All right, continue.
An employee of an American company was convicted of stealing intellectual property reportedly worth $400 million. It's been estimated that last year alone, cyber criminals stole intellectual property from businesses worldwide worth up to $1 trillion. In short, America's economic prosperity in the 21st century will depend on cybersecurity. And this is also a matter of public safety and national security. We count on computer networks to deliver our oil and gas, our power, and our water. We rely on them for public transportation and air traffic control. Yet we know that cyber intruders have probed our electrical grid, and that in other countries, cyber attacks have plunged entire cities into darkness.
All right, let's stop it right there. What that is trying to get you into the smart grid system that's coming to the UK, where your power is monitored through fear, saying, oh, they're going to tap into the electrical system. Oh, there's going to be power outages. Just let the government regulate all the power that goes into your thing. Remember, we covered the story earlier in the week. Bad economy equals lower CO2 emissions, which is good for the government because we love the government. We praise the government. The government is our Lord. All right, let's take more calls. Matt in Missouri, you're on the line, sir. Yes, Matt. Matt, I can't hear you.
Can you?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, now I can.
Okay. I got some good news for you. I'm a member of Campaign for Liberty here in Missouri. I know you get a lot of people, you and Alex, that call in their negative and say they can't do anything or ask what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of just shows what you can do. That I don't know if you've heard, but the Missouri Senate unanimously passed HB 361, which repeals the Real ID here in Missouri, 32-0.
Very good. Exactly. Explain to people how this works. If you join a proactive organization like Campaign for Liberty, what actions can you take? I mean, you get together with other people. You find out the paperwork you need to file. You get together, you protest this thing, you lobby for this, and instead of just crying on your keyboard and on your pillow at night, you make a difference, correct?
Absolutely. There was a lot of resistance against this bill. In fact, Jim Guest, who Alex has had on, he's a legislator here in Missouri. He's introduced this bill along with the sovereignty bill here in Missouri, and he really didn't think this was going to get passed. There was so much resistance against it. But the politicians were flooded with so many calls, emails, and visits from Campaign for Liberty and other members. They were basically forced, to go along with this and to pass it.
Exactly. Listen, it's not overnight. It was a tough battle. It's unfortunate we have this instant gratification, fast food society that everybody wants everything to change like that. That's not how it works. You have to take action. You have to believe in what you're doing. Again, the law of attraction is not going to come to you when a wall and an obstacle is in your way. You push through that wall. Get around that obstacle. Hop over it. There are ways to do this. Thank you so much, Matt. Let's go to our next Matt in California. Matt, you're on the air.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
Good.
I'm actually calling about, I work at a local Harley-Davidson dealership here, and I know it made at the beginning kind of sound like it's not a big deal, but it actually is. You got a 106-year-old American company, just like, you know, General Motors and Chrysler, who just went through hell, and there's a Senate bill here in California, 435, and what it will do is it will retroactively require everyone in the state to smog their motorcycles back to the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that does is every Harley-Davidson on the road, everything you hear that's loud, is not street legal. Now,
yeah.
To make those bikes street legal will cost somebody a fortune. It's not cost-effective to make them stock again.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're going to do is every year, because we have to smog and get registration yearly in the state,
mm-hmm.
I've
been there. It's outrageous in California. I mean, they're leading the way for global enslavement via, you know, carbon dioxide and carbon emissions. It's out of control. Go ahead.
Right. And, I'm curious as to how many companies, American manufacturers, because auto was basically the last thing we had after they eliminated textiles and some of the internet, you know, the telecom and Silicon Valley bust. These were the last companies that we had. I'm wondering if it's gonna, you know, if a company that like Harley Davidson, I know there's much, I've been a Prison Planet TV subscriber for years and woke up and like, oh, who? And I haven't called in before, but I just, this is just something, I didn't know what other forum to use.
Because no, you know what? Let me talk about it for a second, because it's not just going to be Harley Davidson. Think about this. Every mom and pop barbecue out there that actually uses coal is pretty much going to be forced out of business or forced to pay an outrageous tax to the government for what they do, because coal burns carbon dioxide. People that burn wood, I mean, you're going to have to get a permit to have a fire outside your house. I mean, this is it. They're gearing up to shut down all trade in this country via real jobs. I mean, GM's going bankrupt. See, there is nothing left. There's a couple. I mean, after the auto industry, or what the skeleton of it that's left, there's a couple companies out there that still make a small minority of their clothes in the United States, and that's about it.
It seems as though, and it's kind of seemed as though to me that they're what they're doing is they're kind of eliminating our identity to be able to grasp anything that we can go out to and buy that's pure Americana.
Well, yeah, you know on that, and they're trying to also internationalize everything so we are even more interdependent on Mexico and Canada. So when they actually announce their North American Union and they say, oh, yeah,
exactly.
The SPP was real. Yeah, that we accept it. I mean, that's why we have Barack Obama.
What better way to do it?
I know that they are doing it. I mean, it's right in front of your face, and now they're indoctrinating the children, just like they indoctrinated my generation with this global warming idea, even though they said it was chlorofluorocarbons back then, and now it's carbon dioxide, and they've moved through the generations. You know, it's very incremental, and it's unbelievable how far they've come, and we just have to say no to this. People, listen, one of my favorite barbecue places doesn't have any idea right now that in the next 5 years, it probably won't even exist because it won't stay open with these new regulations. I thank you for the call, Matt. Let's go to Tom in California. Tom, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason?
Yes, sir.
You know, since the Alex Jones channel went back up on YouTube, I've been checking, you know, the top 10 videos, you know, looking to see if we have a presence there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Oklahoma cops that pulled over the EMP workers.
Sure.
I watched that video climb almost to the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
This afternoon I was watching it climb, and then around sundown it just disappeared, dropped off.
Oh, magically, just not there anymore, huh? Oh, I wonder why that is. Oh, I guess it's not good when cops pull over ambulance workers after a woman has had a heat stroke in the middle of the day, and they start choking in EMS workers. Maybe they don't want to publicize that, huh? Maybe they don't want to give attention to InfoWars. They've never been biased before.
Yeah, but is that the new internet that we're going
to... Oh, it's going to be much worse than that. You won't be able to upload that video. See, there'll be little snoops and spies all over looking for content on all the popular video sites on LiveLeak and Raw Story, if Raw Story is even allowed to exist, if we're allowed to exist. And they're just going to automatically take off the content. Total censorship, total blackouts. We'll see what happens. I mean, the tyranny, again, will be incremental. Oh, you couldn't see this. This is against the war effort. I mean, 1984 is like never before in this generation, and we are, again, so fast food, you know, instant gratification obsessed that we would rather be concerned about American Idol and Dancing with the Stars and the NBA playoffs than deal with any of this stuff. Where is the mainstream media on this latest Supreme Court decision that pretty much ends your Miranda rights, but doesn't end your Miranda rights, but it pretty much ends your Miranda rights, but it doesn't end your Miranda rights? I mean, where are they? Where are they weighing in? Oh, it's not even in the public mind right now. It's craziness. I thank you for the call. Steven in Texas, you're on the line, sir. Yes, Steven.
Yeah, hey, Jason. Good evening.
Good evening.
I wanted to kind of follow up on what I had said to you this afternoon on the Alex Jones show before I get to the main reason I call, which is about this nationalized health care. I'm a health insurance agent and how this ties in with eugenics, and it's really scary. But I just wanted to say, you know, these people, they want to major on minors and their symbolism without substance, or if you've ever heard the term 5 miles wide and an eighth of an inch deep. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a whole lot of nothing, and so that's all. You know, the empty can makes the loudest noise. And so here's a guy picking at, well, you know, Alex, when has he ever made a movie that has the word Bush in the title? In case he hasn't noticed, and these other critics, I mean, we've got a situation where Obama is accelerating what Bush was doing, I mean, every day, and it's coming to your door whether you want to admit it or not.
And we present that in the film, in the first 10 minutes of the film, and we show, I mean, how much work, nobody, again, did more expose on the Bush administration and the criminalities than Alex Jones, period, amen, deal with it. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 29, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $972.60. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,000.21, $500.11 for a half ounce, and $250.05 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,021, $511, and $250.05.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
City end is near. Some say the sea Armageddon.
love the tool. I actually planned Friday on my birthday this summer in San Antonio. I might take the night off for that one. We'll see what happens. Let's go back to Steven in Texas. Steven.
Yeah, what I wanted to bring up is this, Jason. I'm an insurance agent, and the primary product that I sell is health insurance, okay? And, of course, you know all about how, you know, Obama, with the help from Hillary Clinton and Tom Daschle, are really pushing nationalized health care, so-called. And I want to just mention some things about this because this ties in so much with eugenics, and it really has scary implications. I went to a meeting yesterday with an agency I'm with, and in the process of the meeting, the guy made this statement. Apparently, on the inside of this industry, the word is out. They're saying that this nationalized health care is going to be in place and basically put private, health insurance companies pretty much out of business either by the end of this year or into early next year. Now, if you think about this, you go back to FDR and then Johnson and the whole welfare state, social services, social security, and all that stuff, and then tie that in with the eugenics program. I mean, this has really scary implications because what they want to do is get everybody on the government rolls so they can then, from a health standpoint, regulate everybody's life. And I've even heard where the AMA, which is tied in with this, the American Medical Association, they, for instance, this myth they put forth about cholesterol, it has nothing to do with heart disease. And then high blood pressure, they keep lowering what's considered high blood pressure. And then, of course, you got psychology and ADHD, you know, and all this other stuff. So, you know, with this deal where, and here's what I wanted to say, it's getting really hard for me to do the work I do. I deal primarily with self-employed people, and people are really hurting because of this economy. So you look what these people are doing. I mean, they're slick. They have a multi-pronged attack. They're destroying the economy, imploding everything, devaluing the dollar, and then the health care front and the Codex Alimentarius, where they want to outlaw all supplementation, outlaw, you know, growing your own garden, not having a well, et cetera. Everything Alex has covered in you. And I'll tell you, they just have a total, a whole lock on everything where they're going to force everybody. And then, of course, these scams they put forth with the hoaxes like the flu thing. And, I mean, they're just trying to force everybody into this program so that, you know, you're going to do this and conform whether you want to or not.
Well, Stephen, they've got their boy
really
in.
Scary.
It is scary because they've got their boy in that is pushing this, and people are believing him and worshiping him, and he can do no wrong. And it doesn't matter we're still in the Middle East. It doesn't matter we're still at war. There's more threats than ever. People are buying into the garbage again like never before. I thank you for the call, Stephen. Let's go to Philip in Arizona. Philip, you're on the line.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I called you the other evening. Hey, man, I listened to some stuff earlier with Alex, and what about this law in California where the government can recruit minors?
Well, what they're doing is they're having schools now embedded with military personnel. Yeah.
The state of California said, okay, no, you can't recruit minors. And then someone from Obama's office called and said, you guys have to turn that over and make it so we can recruit
Well,
minors.
Sir, there's a reason that City Year is going to be working with children. They're wearing fascist logos. They're shedding their individual skin when they put on the jacket and bringing in their universal skin. There's a reason that they're training older Boy Scouts in the Explorer program to go after veterans as terrorists with mock shotguns and assault rifles, sir. I mean, this is it. They are indoctrinating the youth on another level. They want to control healthcare, like you just heard. They're building the smart grid. He announced the smart grid and the new cybersecurity office today. Today it was on the news. Today we're playing the clips. And on the other side, we're going to continue playing those clips. We're going to go to Jeremy, Bruce, Jory, and more. 866-582-9933. Really, the nightmare has only begun. The technocracy is being built. The infrastructure is in place like never before, and it is growing like a leviathan, like the Borg. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazrid. Hazrid utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, three respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazrid.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazrid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazrid today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
But I want to take the time to thank one of my biggest sponsors, MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. If you really want to start going green, actual green, helping the environment, getting off the grid, staying off this quote-unquote smart grid, you can do so with MySolarBackup.com. It's an 1,800-watt generator in case of an outage. This still works. You can still power your house. You can still have the essentials. You know, there's no fumes, no noise. This is what you want. MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Let's go back to more of Lord Obama and his cybersecurity coordination plan. And then we're going to go to your calls. We're going to go to Jeremy, Bruce, Jory, and more after this. Hit it up.
Advantage is a key to America's military dominance. But our defense and military networks are under constant attack. Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups have spoken of their desire to unleash a cyber attack on our country, attacks that are harder to detect and harder to defend against. Indeed, in today's world, acts of terror could come not only from a few extremists in suicide vests, but from a few keystrokes on the computer, a weapon of mass disruption. In one of the most serious cyber incidents to date against our military networks, several thousand computers were infected last year by malicious software malware. And while no sensitive information was compromised, our troops and defense personnel had to give up those external memory devices, thumb drives, changing the way they used their computers every day.
All right, let's stop for a second. Let's see what he encompasses there. He encompasses Al-Qaeda, weapons of mass destruction with the internet. Oh, we have to, you know, take away thumb drives. I mean, give me a break. Just outrageous Johnny nonsense from Barack Obama, but he makes it seem so credible. Ooh, Al-Qaeda is going to get you on the internet, or Al-Qaeda-like terrorists. The hackers are everywhere. They have weapons of mass destruction on the internet. Oh, no. All right, hit it. Hit it, Hartman.
And last year, we had a glimpse of the future face of war. As Russian tanks rolled into Georgia, cyber attacks crippled Georgian government websites. The terrorists that sowed so much death and destruction in Mumbai relied not only on guns and grenades, but also on GPS and phones using voice over the internet. For all these reasons, it's now clear this cyber threat is one of the most serious economic and national security challenges we face as a nation.
Stop right there.
It's also clear that...
So let's go over those two lies. I mean, how much does this guy just have to really play off? First of all, Russia's tanks rolled into Georgia. Let's go over it again, folks. Georgia's running drills on the border of South Ossetia, a disputed region along Russia's border on the other side. They then sneak attack South Ossetia with American special forces and Israeli special forces, Blackwater, all this. Russia then comes in to stop the situation, and they're the bad guy, and he brings it up over a year later. It's mainstream news. Just look into it. And then he talks about the attacks in Mumbai. Those cell phones were tracked back to U.S. and U.K. intelligence. You can't make this stuff up. Hit the clip.
That we're not as prepared as we should be, as a government or as a country. In recent years, some progress has been made at the federal level. But just as we failed in the past to invest in our physical infrastructure, our roads, our bridges, and rails, we failed to invest in the security of our digital infrastructure. No single official oversees cybersecurity policy across the federal government. No single agency has the responsibility or authority to match the scope and scale of the challenge. Indeed, when it comes to cybersecurity, federal agencies have overlapping missions and don't coordinate and communicate nearly as well as they should with each other or with the private sector. We saw this in the disorganized response to Conficker, the internet worm that in recent months has infected millions of computers around the world. This status quo is no longer acceptable, not when there's so much at stake. We can and we must do better. And that's why shortly after taking office, I directed my National Security Council and Homeland Security Council to conduct a top-to-bottom review of the federal government's efforts to defend our information and communications infrastructure and to recommend the best way to ensure that these networks are able to secure our networks as well
our
as
networks.
Our
networks. You stammered our there, view. Obama. Weren't great at actually reading the prompter at that point. But remember, this is all time. They've primed you up first with the lesser-known Cybersecurity Act and Jay Rockefeller. They didn't hype up the fact that, you know, he says the internet really has to die. That was the primer. Then, all of a sudden, they have the Cyberbullying Act. Oh, somebody died because of cyberbullying by an adult on MySpace. We really need to regulate this immediately. So they put that into play. No one's talking about it in the mainstream media whatsoever until Hannah Montana comes forth. Oh, Hannah Montana. It's like, let's sing a song about the number one movie in America and the number one TV show on the Disney Network and really one of the biggest cable phenomenons in the last 5 to 10 years. You can't go into a Target, into a Walmart, into a shopping center without seeing this little girl's face everywhere. And she's, oh, someone called me fat, but I can't even spell out fat. I put a star where the A is. We should ban free speech on the internet. Jeremy in Indiana, you are on the air, sir. What's poppin'?
Hey, hello, Jason.
How you doing?
It's an honor to speak to a thought criminal of your stature.
Thank you, sir.
I just had a quick point to make on the structure of on the city level on how these guys operate. Uh-huh. I used to be one of these people, actually. I still am genetically. I have some Collins blood running through my veins, but mm-hmm. That's neither here nor there. I work for PSYOPs domestically, and I can't really say much about that, but one thing I can say is on every city, the inner circle within that local lodge is a council that actually controls the direction and policies of that city, and then they all interlink up to form a bigger pyramidal structure.
And they use the CIA for that. That's why the CIA visits Jesse Ventura when he becomes the government. That's part of it. And, of course, they have, you know, people on the city council and board. Can you talk about at all, I mean, if you worked in PSYOPs, how is it interrelated with the media? People still think that the media is fair and just. I mean, give me a break.
Oh, my God. We had so many agents infiltrated into the media networks. It's pitiful. I mean, George Orwell didn't have crap on these guys. It's almost pathetic, really. I mean, by my estimates, at least 40% of everybody working in the media networks was an agent of the either CIA, National Reconnaissance Office, Department of Defense. But we all was in the PSYOPs program working against the people. That's where the two-thirds of military budget is going. It goes towards us.
And how long has it been since you've been in the military doing this sort of thing?
Oh, I quit 10 years ago.
Just too unbearable at that point?
Yeah, at first it was like we was working, we was doing the common good. I mean, yeah, propagandized slaves, killing people. Mm-hmm. But then it just got to a point where you couldn't deny what these guys were doing. Once you put it all together, I got pretty high up there in my rank. Mm-hmm. And once you put it all together, then it just blew you away. The depravity of the evil that these guys go through, you can't make it up. I mean, it doesn't surprise me anymore, even though you hear something new, more evil that they do every day.
No, you can't make up, you know, South American death squads. You can't make up white child slavery rings. You can't make up that the drugs are run by the government. You can't make up the privatized prison system. You can't make up the new Satan grid. I mean, smart grid. I thank you for the call, sir. Let's go to Bruce in Toronto. You're on the air. Yes, Bruce. And hey, Bruce dropped. Hey, what's up, Bruce?
No, I'm here. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, do you know who the moderator was between Bush and Clinton there tonight in Toronto?
Wasn't it Harper?
No, actually, it was Frank McKenna.
Mr. Bilderberg himself. You know, we should pull up that clip. Let's pull up that Frank McKenna clip. Maybe we'll play it in the third hour, that Bilderberg clip from yesterday. You should be able to get in there. Anything else you got for me, Bruce?
Yeah, actually, I got this huge report called North America Next. And I've attacked it with a highlighter, and I just wanted to read some of the key stuff that's in it. This was one of the reading documents that they were supposed to be using this week at the Model North American Parliament that was held in Mexico. But, of course, they canceled that because of the swine flu things. Mm-hmm. And this report is entitled North America Next, and it's serious stuff. Let me just dive into
this. Let me guess. This is a basic outline for the North American Union and the policies that are going to have to be set up and the new international law that we're all going to have to abide by.
It's unbelievable. Let me just read a few quotes from it here. On page 13, it says that we need to continue to move the internal borders away from the borders to the farm and factory by increasing investment in technology and streamlined processes to ease border flows. We turn the page here. It's got nice little diagrams of a border community between our two countries here. And it says that figure C shows how in remote challenging terrain, such as terrain with steep hillsides, riparian habitat, security infrastructure such as satellite telemetry, unmanned aerial surveys, balloon-lofted radar, and standoff sensors can monitor activities and movements. And, of course, on Monday when Napolitano came to Canada, she basically announced that they will be using predator drones to patrol our border. All the way, you know, the entire waterways. They just.
You need to send me that document, myspace.com/Jason Burmis, and put a headline on. I'll send that to Kurt. I think a story needs to be done.
Let me read a few more of these. I mean, okay. It's serious stuff. It says that they need to create a common border crossing permit, single window electronic filing, joint custom teams, and custom booths from all relevant agencies. And like I just said, they just announced basically joint custom teams all the way from Maine to North Dakota between our two countries. And it goes on, man. It's unbelievable.
No, it's the North American Union. It's an extension of the SPP, and now they're getting the population up in Canada and around the borders in the United States used to that idea. We've already had great relations with Canada. What's the big deal if we lose our Constitution and Bill of Rights? What's the big deal if our sovereignty is over? What's the big deal if we're building a North American Union to work with the European Union and the Eurasian Union we're building right now in the Middle East?
Yeah. Funny you mentioned sovereignty, because the next quote is basically says past concerns about cabbage are no longer warranted. Sovereignty rights and private company fears about international competition drove what are now outdated rules. And then it goes on to say we need to permit complete NAFTA truck access. It says it will be equal to adding dozens of new lanes at ports of entry, and it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, this is it. I mean, they're doing it. That's what this administration is here for, Bruce. That's why we have Barack Obama. That's why Janet Napolitano and DHS are now being absorbed into the NSA. That's why he just, nominated the Supreme Court Justice who believes that the Second Amendment says we can't have guns and that she's a member of La Raza so she can do the bottom border deal with Mexico. It's out of control. I thank you for the call. Jory in Hawaii. Jory, you're on the air.
Jason, well, it's an honor to talk to you.
Well, thank you, sir. What's up?
I just want to make my question as straightforward as possible. I'm new to the InfoWar. I'm spending a lot of time reading, researching, just kind of grasping it. And I have a lot of family members who are doubting it, kind of making me sound like I'm crazy. But do they have any points? Like, I mean, is there anything positive about the Obama administration? Like, I don't need convincing, but maybe some listeners are kind of asking questions, not making it so black and white. Like,
I can't really tell you one positive thing that this administration has really done for the people. I think that there will be the appearance of positivity with City Year when they're at the soup kitchens, when they're helping the homeless. There'll be the appearance of positivity that we now have these mobile medical vans with the fun colors because a lot of people are losing their insurance. You know, there'll be the appearance of security when the economy falls apart and you can go to the local FEMA center with your kids where there's a playground and they'll take care of you, and there'll be the appearance of security when they give you a new ID card with all your biometric information, and there'll be the appearance of triumph when they bring in the carbon tax because we're going to save the world from global warming. You know, there'll be a lot of appearances that good things are happening. It's kind of like under Bill Clinton. You know, I felt secure. It was a time of great economic prosperity. I don't think you're going to see that with the Obama administration, but a time of great economic prosperity, and on top of that, we weren't in any wars. But in the reality of the situation, there were two false flag terror attacks in this country, the first World Trade Center bombing and Oklahoma City. The death toll on the first one, had it been what they wanted, we probably would have been at war in the Middle East. It just didn't happen. And then with the Oklahoma City, they were able to finance more counterterrorism funding. They were able to get more jackboot cops on the street and more federal authority after Waco. So although that appearance was there, we gave up more of our national sovereignty, things like NAFTA and CAFTA passed. You know, only to be, driven up that hill into the SPP agreements and now what you're seeing towards the North American Union. You know what I'm saying? So this is all incremental. But at the same time, he's going to have even bigger, a bigger persona and perception of positivity than the Clinton administration did. Yeah, it's an uphill battle. That's why movies like the Obama deception are so important. Get him to watch that film. Really sit them down. I know that's very tough, but, you know, if you're having them over or have it on in the background, get them interested, you know, show them this City Year deal. And, I mean, there's a lot you can do. You just got to be positive about it and really just keep cracking, Jory.
Absolutely, yeah. And basically, you know what, there's all these problems that we encounter and all this stuff going on. But you know what, in the end, we will overcome. It's going to get bad. I could see a lot of bad stuff happening. It's not going to be any surprise to anybody who actually has information now, but in the end, just like the fall of the Roman Empire, these people, they're not going to make it. They're criminals, they're megalomaniacs, they're psychotic, and you know what? They're not going to triumph. So,
hey, man, every time somebody has really just tried to dominate the world in the fashion that they are, they have fallen, and let's pray to God and work towards a goal of them failing yet again. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Pat in Washington. Pat, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Great show, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to talk about our education. There are a lot of people that are listening right now, and they're thinking this stuff is far out of left field. When we were in school, we were taught Andrew Jackson, was a general during the the Spanish-American War, and he was the president, and he did a lot with Indian affairs. What they don't realize is that his whole life's work was fighting against the banks.
Yeah, and they tried to kill him several times, by the way.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, his whole thing was trying to keep the European banks from taking over our economy, and on his gravestone, it says, I killed the bank. He killed the first Federal Reserve Bank, or the second one, actually, technically. But people listen to this stuff, and they think, well, the banks are our enemies? I mean, I have a bank account. You know, nobody realizes what's really going on. And they don't realize that they don't have a good education and that they weren't told the truth when they were in school and that they have to look at it again. And they have to listen to you guys really close because you guys have the clues, the answers, it's all there.
Well, you know, I find that a really great tool to wake people up is America, Freedom to Fascism. And right now we have this new Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo. I think that's a great combo pack. You can get them both at Infowars.com. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. Make copies. Hand them out to people. America, Freedom to Fascism blows the lid off not only the IRS, but the Federal Reserve System in general, and shows how foreign bankers took over and much, much more. Shows the North American Union agenda. Shows the Verichip. I thank you for the call. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
fooling around too much. Let's continue to go to your calls. Lynn in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. I just wanted to make a couple points about the deal in Oklahoma with the troopers pulling over the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
My first point would be, really, if they were transporting someone, they should have had lights or a siren going. Mm-hmm. But once the officers pulled them over, realized there was someone in the ambulance needed to be transported to the hospital, that should have ended right there and finished at the hospital if the officers were going to do anything.
Yeah.
And when this Officer Martin laid his hands on an EMT, he committed a felony. It's taped. You know, it's viral. And the other officers on the scene at that point, in my opinion, should have arrested that officer for a felony. And
well, you
because
know what?
They didn't, you know, I feel they were just as guilty as he.
Well, the guy was obviously heated up, and the other guy was just ready for them to go and move on and get past the whole incident, and for him to have the ammo to have done this before and done this to somebody who was on the way to the hospital because she was a pregnant woman is deplorable in my eyes. And again, you could see that the driver wasn't happy with the situation one bit, but he wanted to move on as well. His head's down, all of his body language is like, I can't believe that this guy is doing this to me. Doesn't he understand what's really going on? But he has to cow down to the authorities. He has to bow down. He has to pick his battles. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Will in Canada. Will, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Will. Yes.
Yeah, hi. How's it going?
Good.
Okay, got a quick comment and just a idea. Mm-hmm. First is, well, I guess it's official. The terrorists have attacked the imagination. If you know what I'm talking about.
I, of course, imagination.
Yeah. Of course. Well, yes. That's what just they declared today. They attacked our imagination. Secondly, they're going to shut the web down. So to start going at this, we should start to create a wireless peer-to-peer network and create our own internet.
No, it has to happen, and I'm surprised that it's not out there more and more. But
just saying, here's software developers out there, start developing software, and the guys who know the hardware, let's start doing that.
I agree. It has to be done because, and I think Alex is right, there has to be some kind of freedom. Why are they trying to do this? Because they want to regulate your thoughts even further. They don't like that we have an effect on YouTube. They don't like the fact that we have an effect on Google. They don't like the fact that our main operation is on the internet, and movies like Loose Change, The Obama Deception, Terror Storm, Endgame can reach millions and millions of people by circumventing their mainstream ideal agenda, my friend.
Oh, one last thing, Burmese, before
sure.
I go.
Sure.
Two different places. I travel all over the continent for my work. And two different places now in the United States, the wireless networks block you guys' 1-800 call-in number.
What? Is that
I'm
true?
I'm serious. Dubuque, Iowa, Cedar Rapids, on a cell phone. It won't let you go through to your number.
Wow, that's crazy. I would love to see some documentation on that. And
well, somebody out there, if anybody in there is listening, try to do it from the wireless network. I think it's Verizon. It won't let you through.
Wow, amazing. All right, thank you, Will. Let's go to Susanna in California. Susanna, you're online.
Hi.
Hi.
I really respect what you guys are doing. I wanted to ask you, talking about Oklahoma City and not just what I just saw, with the documentary that you just put on. But speaking back of Oklahoma City bombing,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Can you make drawings?
Hold over, and we'll talk about Oklahoma City and that on the other side and really just break down what really happened there and what that was all about. It was a precursor to this police state, a precursor to these domestic lexicons, a precursor to the Patriot Act. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Let me just give you an overview of what really went down in Oklahoma City. Number one, about 2 years ago, Hustler broke the story that Tim McVeigh was still indeed in the military after they said he was a disgruntled, ex-military guy who was a white supremacist and was part of these groups. No, he was still in the military. We have videos of him on bases, again, over a year after he's supposedly out. He wrote letters to his sister saying he was part of a black ops program. On top of that, the ATF is running a drill that morning of the building being bombed. Let me repeat that. The ATF is running a drill that morning of the building being bombed. So they're actually out on the lawn before it happens in full bomb gear. If you watch the news reports from that day, Governor Frank Keating and others are reporting that there are three unexploded devices bigger than the first, which was from the inside. And you can actually watch the bomb squads go in to get them. I mean, dozens of confirmations on that. The size of the hole that was created by the explosion in the Ryder truck, because there were two seismograph readings of two explosions at that point. The Ryder truck went off, but then there was an internal demolition charge. I mean, I could go on and on, but Masters of Terror, one of Alex Jones's older films, and Road to Tyranny really give you a large overview. And what was it about? It was about getting more terrorism funding. It was about demonizing the militia movement in this country. It was about making people who believed in a new world order conspiracy out to be nuts. People who talked about the Trilateral Commission or the CFR trying to demonize groups like the John Birch Society and others. And I mean, it worked to a large extent. Anything else, Susanna?
Yes. One other thing. If you would connect the dots between the Oklahoma City bombing and the Waco tragedy.
All right. Well, with the Waco tragedy. All right. Again, they don't like that people have guns.
Are they connectable?
They are connectable in the fact that, again, they're demonizing gun owners. They're demonizing people that are getting outside of the system. This was really a Christian church that was built back in the 50s, and most of these people were, in fact, Christians. So these guns were legal. The Federales came in. They shot first. And then if you watch Waco Rules of Engagement, you find out that, a lot of the things they were saying about David Koresh were just untrue and over-exaggerated. And they had no interest in those people coming out alive. I mean, they firebombed that place. They went in with a tank. And then the people running out after they set the place ablaze. In the background, you can watch the videos of the heat-seeking cameras from the helicopters where they were gunning them down with automatic weapons. And then the media says, oh, David Koresh killed them all in the bottom of the basement where they burned together to death. Watch Rules of Engagement. It was actually nominated for an Academy Award. It's incredible stuff. All right, let's jump to Zsa Zsa in New York. Zsa Zsa, you're on the air. Hello?
Hey, Jason. How you doing tonight?
Good.
You're working hard, huh?
Yeah, working hard.
Poof. I really want to thank you and Alex for doing this thing, re-releasing this Aaron Russo, my cousin Aaron Russo's film. I think it's really amazing. And I spoke to Heidi this morning today, and I want to tell everybody that's listening right now that Aaron was great and Aaron fought for what he believed in, but, he dealt with a lot of pressure from his friends and family, and not me, but, I mean, some members of his family, and he didn't go through the world, everybody cheering him on. It's lovely that everybody's, appreciates him now. It's wonderful, but, his memory lives on. But he had a struggle every day. And people that he told, they turned his back on him. A lot of people in Hollywood, they said he was crazy. They ostracized him. It was a struggle for him, And Heidi and I were talking today about, all this GMO in Austria, that if there's no...
Well, Zsa Zsa, people really do need to understand that this is really an uphill battle for most everybody. You know, no matter if you're a successful producer or manager in Hollywood, I mean, this information is tough. And again, it's not going to be built overnight that we can overcome this and restore the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Hold these people accountable. It's the Info Warrior. Thank you for the call. Back after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Look at their information for themselves to become their own leader. All right, let's take a few calls right now, and then we're going to jump back into this Obama speech. Only really not even about halfway done with that. Just so many points to be made. Let's go to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Appreciate you working overtime, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
Have you covered Prince Harry's visit to the Ground Zero yet?
No, I didn't even know what happened, man. Tell me what's up.
Yeah, Prince Harry visited New York City. You know, it shows him bowing his head, putting a wreath up at Ground Zero, supposedly mourning those who were lost from Britain.
No, they're really propping them up. I mean, this is the land of the king and the queen, and they do really have behind-the-scenes power because they are royalty. They're royal bloodlines. They're more important than you and I. There's a huge PR campaign behind him and his brother. Oh, they're warriors, you know, overseas. Oh, they're respectful to the losses of terrorism, and they know how to fight, and yada, yada, yada. I mean, it's pretty disgusting. I mean, we have heretical leaders. I mean, when I say heretical, it's really two things. They are heretics, and on top of that, it is their heritage. It's a bloodline.
Yeah, he's quoted in the New York Times saying, "It was just very nice to see all the people who lost their loved ones here, just a small group of them." Mm-hmm. I mean, these are only one-liners from him.
Yeah, that's very nice. It's lovely stuff. I thank you for the call, Chris. Bay in Washington. Bay, you're on the line. Yes, Bay.
And I'm sorry to have too much family input here, but you know, this people, I just really believe that people don't realize that this is something that's been going on since the inception of the United States. That Thomas Jefferson was worried about the banks getting in on this stuff and taking over our economy and our country, and that's exactly what's happening now. We have $15 trillion in our money. It's been given to the banks with, you know, with no control, no oversight, no nothing. And, you know, my brother Pat was right. I mean, and you're right. You guys are all right. This thing is really happening, and it's been planned for a long time, and these guys really want to take over the world.
Yeah.
And the people that are listening that are new are listening to it and thinking we're all conspiracy theorists. And, yeah, it's a theory, and, yeah, it's a conspiracy, but, you know, look at the facts.
No,
and
yeah, thank exactly.
You. Thanks for all your help.
Hey, thank you. I mean, yeah, just look at the players. Look who's always around. Look at their policies. Look at their papers. Look at their think tanks. Look at their motivations. I mean, look at history. It's full of tyrants trying to climb to the top of power and do it by any means necessary, mostly deception. You know, look at Hearst Publications. I mean, look at yellow journalism. I mean, look at the Nazis and how they came into power. I mean, history is
exactly
really
right.
endless with lessons to teach us about how power actually works.
I mean, we can look all the way back to the inception of our country and look at Thomas Jefferson and him saying that, you know, if the American people ever allow banks the control of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive them of all their property, and they will wake up homeless on the land their parents have conquered.
Yeah, and now they're going to be going into the medical charges
for
FEMA camps.
And he predicted it.
And it's happening. I thank you for the call, Bay. Let's go to Sloppington Heights in Iowa. That's right, Sloppington Heights. I can't
imagine. Hello, am I on?
You're on.
My name is actually Sloppington Heights, and I represent ToadsDownloads.com. And if you click the media section, you'll actually get my stuff. But I'm calling, and I'm saying hello. I have a friend named... Tolerant Faggot, that's his instant messenger name, but his name is Bald Eagles, Victor
right.
Cairo. I hear that you guys are
I gotta let you go, man. I mean, what's
up
with the language? I'm sorry that you just can't keep it clean on a family radio show. You know, Sloppington Heights was one thing, but when you get into ridiculous, we gotta let you go, my man. All right, let's go back to that clip. Can we get back to Obama, Lord Obama, and his new cybersecurity office and coordinator?
Our review was open and transparent. I want to acknowledge Melissa Hathaway, who's here, who is the acting senior director for cyberspace on our National Security Council, who led the review team, as well as the Center for Strategic and International Studies Bipartisan Commission on Cybersecurity, and all who were part of our 60-day review team. They listened to a wide variety of groups, many of which are represented here today, and I want to thank for their input. Industry and academia, civil liberties and private privacy advocates. We listened to every level and branch of government, from local to state to federal, civilian, military, homeland, as well as intelligence, Congress, and international partners as well. I consulted with my national security teams, my homeland security teams, and my economic advisors. Today, I'm releasing a report on our review and can announce that my administration will pursue a new comprehensive approach to securing America's digital infrastructure. This new approach starts at the top with this commitment from me. From now on, our digital infrastructure, the networks and computers we depend on every day, will be treated as they should be, as a strategic national asset.
All right, let's get to the next clip. Here's where the nitty-gritty is announced. The new cybersecurity office and my new cybersecurity coordinator. From this moment forth, the king has said, the internet is mine, and thou shall not have free speech.
We will ensure that these networks are secure, trustworthy, and resilient. We will deter, prevent, detect, and defend against attacks and recover quickly from any disruptions or damage. To give these efforts the high-level focus and attention they deserve, and as part of the new single national security staff announced this week, I'm creating a new office here at the White House that will be led by the cybersecurity coordinator. Because of the critical importance of this work, I will personally select this official. I'll depend on this official in all matters relating to cybersecurity, and this official will have my full support and regular access to me as we confront these challenges. Today, I want to focus on the important responsibilities this office will fulfill, orchestrating and integrating all cybersecurity policies for the government, working closely with the Office of Management and Budget to ensure agency budgets reflect those priorities, and in the event of major cyber incident or attack, coordinating our response. To ensure that federal cyber policies enhance our security and our prosperity, my cybersecurity coordinator will be a member of the National Security Staff as well as the staff of my National Economic Council.
Did you see that? Pause that right there. Again, integrating national security with economic policy is nothing new, but they're just coming out and saying this guy is going to have carte blanche over everything in the private and public sectors. Get ready. The hell hath come. It hath come, my friends. This is it. Hit it.
Ensure that policies keep faith with our fundamental values, this office will also include an official with a portfolio specifically dedicated to safeguarding the privacy and civil liberties of the American people. There's much work to be done, and the report we're releasing today outlines a range of actions that we will pursue in five key areas. First, working in partnership with the communities represented here today, we will develop a new comprehensive strategy to secure America's information and communications networks. To ensure a coordinated approach across government, my cybersecurity coordinator will work closely with my chief technology officer, Anish Chopra, and my chief information officer, Vivek Kundra. To ensure accountability in federal agencies, cybersecurity will be designated as one of my key management priorities. Clear milestones and performance metrics will measure progress.
All right, so stop it right there. Oh, I'm going to oversee it so everything will be okay. I'm the oversight. I'm the checks and balances. I'm the executive branch. Yeah, we can trust the executive branch when they've only expanded on the powers of the Bush administration that are outlandish and unbelievable with Patriot Act 1, 2, parts of 3, the Military Commissions Act, and even more evil wireless warrant tapping we know is going on. And we're going to play that clip later. It's over at theinfowarrior.com right now. We can trust the administration. We can trust the executive branch. You're the oversight, Barack Obama. You are a puppet, man. You know you're a puppet. You got nice clothes. You got a nice little thing going on. You're going to be a consultant after you're a president. You're going to be a very wealthy man, very well taken care of in this new world order. Who knows? When they bring in the United Nations as our global leaders, maybe you'll be the president of the world, the first one. Lord Obama, president of the UN and the world, pillar of the new world order. All right, let's continue. I think
strategy
I was just channeling Jones right there.
Will be open and
think?
Transparent, which is why you'll find today's report and a wealth of related information on our website, www.whitehouse.gov. Second, we will work with all the key players, including state and local governments and the private sector, to ensure an organized and unified response to future cyber incidents.
Put it down right there. Put it down right there. Remember, NLE 09 doing the same exact thing. The only thing he left out were the tribal governments, but don't worry, they're going to weasel their way in there too. And remember, this NLE exercise, this FEMA exercise that takes place with Australia, Canada, Mexico, the UK, all their intelligence agencies, private organizations, the public sector, is a mass spying drill on the American populace. Because you are the terrorist. You are the extremist. I mean, they're also going to set up the infrastructure through these bills where it's going to be okay to quarantine you and take you to a FEMA center for an emergency. Oh, no, the swine flu is here. Everyone's going to get sick. Meanwhile, again, they do the study in the Mayo Clinic. It comes out and they say, hey, you take the flu shot three more times likely to have the flu. That's the kind of medicine I love. It's the kind of medicine retards would take because they don't know any better. But we know better. We're talking about it. So don't be a retard. Tell your friends, tell your family. These people are evil. They're out of control. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Justice with your shadow by my side. Cause
are definitely going to finish up with this Barack Hussein Obama cybersecurity office speech. And remember, at the very end, he's like, don't worry, we'd never harm you. Oh, we would never spy on you. Meanwhile, we're already spying. We're going to have to play that clip in the log segment coming up after this one. Chris in Iowa, you're on the line. Yes, Chris.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to mention the Andrew Jackson said, I believe it was just after he got elected, I have a chain. I'm ready with screws to pull every tooth and then the stumps. Mm-hmm. And then he did that.
Yeah, well, again,
he actually paid the debt off, you know, and all these, I hear all these people all the time say, oh, we can never do it. It'd be like, we did it once before.
Yeah.
You might want to pull your head up out of the, you know where, and, you know, take a look around. And
well, you know, it's the new can't-do attitude of America. I can't do that. The only thing I can do is be a whore like Paris Hilton or, you know. Yeah. I mean, seriously, that's the... Yeah, it's the can't-do attitude.
Yeah, all the thing you can do is find an excuse to not do anything else.
Exactly.
You know, the more and more I look around, the more I see people spending all their time trying to alleviate their responsibility for having to do anything, mm-hmm. and then sit around and bark at everybody and tell them how to do something.
Yeah, no, they're in love with the nanny state. They love Big Brother. They think this is going to be great. We're going green with Obama. We like the police state. Up with fascism. Hurrah!
I've seen that Eco Cops article if you guys got up there, mm-hmm. and I always like to say to people, you know, do you realize that you don't Drano down your drain, and you want to tell me that I can't throw a little bit of plastic away?
Yeah, no, people are insane.
Do you know what Drano is? You're like, take a little bit of Drano and put it on your arm, and then wipe it off, and then put a little Drano on there and splash a little bit of water on it, because mm-hmm. water is what activates it. Mm-hmm. If you go out and dump it in your yard, it ain't really going to do anything until it rains. Mm-hmm. You know, if you dump it down the drain, when it gets down to that water treatment plant, mm-hmm. now they got to, you know, they know when that stuff shows up because they got to go through it and pull it all back out. Mm-hmm. It activates everything that's in there. It's just, that's why they make
it. No, it's super poison, my friend. I mean,
it's because there's so much stuff in there.
All right, Chris, I thank you for the call. Yes, no, there's all sorts of goodies in the water as well. You know, fluoride's delicious for you. You know, that's what the IFC would have us believe while they're talking about the New World Order film and playing these cartoon shorts from Odd Todd that made his rounds after he became employed during the initial recession under George Bush before 9/11, before everything started to happen. And he's like, oh, I take a shower at this time because the fluoride levels are the lowest. You're spooky if you talk about fluoride. Meanwhile, the first time they introduced fluoride into the system was at the Nazi death camps to make the people more docile. Fun little fact for you. Fluoride's delicious. All right, let's go to JD in California. JD, you're online.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
I just was wondering if you knew that we have the new cybersecurity czar. Did you know that czar is actually a new term for Caesar?
Is that what that is? I know that it was adopted by Russia quite often, but I don't think we should have a czar on anything. And although they're calling it the cybersecurity czar in some cases, Obama did use the language of coordinator. The bottom line here is it's fascism. It's another bureaucrat at the top of another organization that is going to build further infrastructure so there are actually human eyes on everything you do, type, think about. You know, they are going to create more and more of a profile of a cashless society control grid than ever with this new act.
Yeah. I have a quick question also.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you a message on Facebook. I was wondering if you had time to check out Michael Sarion's video, The Irish Origins of Civilization.
You know, I haven't seen that one. I saw one of his four-hour lectures. Like I said, I like Sarion for the fact that a lot of the symbolism stuff is good. But I'm not trying to bash the guy. I just really have a problem with people that, you know, this is the way it is, and it's definite when you're going not only hundreds of years back, but thousands of years back. I mean, I'm not that pompous, and I'm not trying to call him pompous, but I'm not that arrogant to say that I've looked at every other possible, you know, aspect, that I'm a sociology expert, that I'm an archaeologist, that I'm all these things. Like I really enjoy what Jordan Maxwell does, but I don't think that he is seeing the exact full picture. So, you know, he would be kind of a fun guest to have on, I guess, someone like a David Icke, you know, someone like a Jordan Maxwell. But, you know, I really try to stick to the relevant issues, the fact the Supreme Court is stabbing us right in the chest, really, not even in the back, and so much more. We'll be back after this. It's The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and my Bobby Bloggins, TheInfoWarrior.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart. I take the vow. I'll never turn. I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
And this is the announced end of the internet by our Lord and Savior, President Barack Hussein Obama. I love you so much. Bow down to Obama. All right, let's finish up this this monster's, you know, very well spoken speech. He only stuttered and stammered once. I'm sure it didn't make the highlights. You know, you only got to see it live once, and our Lord, our Savior, he says, don't worry, we're not going to spy on you. We love you. We've only expanded what the Bush administration has done. Hit the clip.
Damage that can be caused by even a single cyber attack, ad hoc responses will not do. nor is it sufficient to simply strengthen our defenses after incidents or attacks occur. Just as we do for natural disasters, we have to have plans and resources in place beforehand, sharing information, issuing warnings, and ensuring a coordinated response. Third, we will strengthen the public-private partnerships that are critical to this endeavor. The vast majority of our critical information infrastructure in the United States is owned and operated by the private sector. So let me be very clear. My administration will not dictate security standards for private companies. On the contrary, we will collaborate with industry to find technology solutions that ensure our security and promote prosperity. Fourth, we will continue to invest in the cutting-edge research and development necessary for the innovation and discovery we need to meet the digital challenges of our time. And that's why my administration is making major investments in our information infrastructure, laying broadband lines to every corner of America, building a smart electric grid to deliver energy more efficiently, pursuing a next generation of air traffic control systems, and moving to electronic health records with privacy protections to reduce costs and save lives. And finally, we will begin a national campaign to promote cybersecurity awareness and digital literacy from our boardrooms to our classrooms and to build a digital workforce for the 21st century. And that's why we're making a new commitment to education in math and science and historic investments in science and research and development. Because it's not enough for our children and students to master today's technologies, social networking and emailing and texting and blogging. We need them to pioneer the technologies that will allow us to work effectively through these new media and allow us to prosper in the future.
And of course, we need to indoctrinate them. We will do. You know, we need to indoctrinate your children further and further, and we have to have an excuse. You know, that's what the Cyberbullying Act is an excuse for. We need to protect the children, no child left behind. I know I'm stealing a bit from George Carlin and Life is Worth Losing, and really, in my eyes, his best and greatest achievement in stand-up comedy among just a career of greatness. All right, let's finish it up with Barack Obama.
Let me also be clear about what we will not do. Our pursuit of cybersecurity will not include, I repeat, will not include monitoring private sector networks or internet traffic. We will preserve and protect the personal privacy and civil liberties that we cherish as Americans. Indeed, I remain firmly committed to net neutrality so we can keep the internet as it should be, open and free. The task I have described will not be easy. Some 1.5 billion people around the world are already online, and more are logging on every day. Groups and governments are sharpening their cyber capabilities. Protecting our prosperity and security in this globalized world is going to be a long, difficult struggle, demanding patience and persistence over many years. But we need to remember, we're only at the beginning. The epics of history are long. The agricultural revolution, the industrial revolution. By comparison, our information age is still in its infancy. We're only at Web 2.0. Now our virtual world is going viral, and we've only just begun to explore the next generation of technologies that will transform our lives in ways we can't even begin to imagine. So a new world awaits, a world of greater security and greater potential prosperity.
All right, let's stop right there. A new world awaits. A world of greater security. Remember, not freedom, not individual liberty, security and prosperity. Oh, it's going to be prosperous for us to take over. It's going to be prosperous for to regulate the internet. It's going to be prosperous for us to censor information. It's going to be prosperous for you to go to the mobile medical vans. All right, let's go to our next caller. Poke in Illinois, you're on the air. Yes. Okay. Adam in Nevada. Adam, you're on the line.
Mr. Burmis.
Yes, sir.
Good to hear from you once again. I've been tuning in, listening to you. You got the stamina. I don't even know what to describe you as now. Filling in for Jones, doing your show. Good God, man.
Yeah, no, it's tough. And I did an hour-long radio show yesterday also. So I did 8 yesterday. I did 7 today almost. And I'm doing...
I've been listening the entire time. I don't know which takes more stamina, you doing it or me listening to it without putting my fist to a wall.
Oh, it's crazy, man. I mean, it just gets worse and worse. And, you know, I mean, I can't even... I didn't really know what I was going to talk about other than, you know, the day's news stories wrapping up on RFIDs and all this other stuff during the week. I came in exhausted this morning, and I'm getting coffee, and then I'm watching this speech that we're playing live, and I'm just like, well, I know what I'm talking about for the next 4 hours. This is insanity.
Yeah, but, you know, just sitting back, I cracked open a bag of those new edible RFID chips. Delicious. I got the barbecue. But anyways... I'm calling in mostly to comment on something back when you were doing Jones earlier. Mm-hmm. You had a caller coming in from Japan talking about the smart cards.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost wanted to do this anonymously, but you know what? It's long past time for that. It's I don't care if they know. They probably know my voice. I was supposed to work for the NSA at one point, but I failed 5 polygraph tests in a row.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm definitely on the list long before the new updated lexicon. So anyways, when I got into the Navy, it was just when they first started unveiling the smart card, the new chipped IDs.
Yeah, the ones with the RFID and all your biometric information that you give to the military.
RFIDs, they didn't then. It was just the chip with all your data. And we never used them for anything. And I just saw them slowly getting more and more. When I got stationed in Korea, they started thumb scanning people. But anyways, just a fun little bit of trivia out there, because again, I got in just when this was started, and I knew people who were actually working on the project. Fun bit of trivia. The smart cards, as they're called, were originally called mark cards.
Oh, really?
Yes, and the server upon which everything was stored...
Yes, the Beast, right?
Was the Beast, yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember that. That was the name of the supercomputer that they were using for this database. Anthony Hilder, Jordan Maxwell, and others used to discuss that back in, I think, late 80s, early 90s. Just incredible information. Thank you so much, Adam. Let's go to Justin in Texas. Justin, you're online. Yes, Justin.
Hey, Jason. I don't want to drift too much... you know, from your current subject, because it's really important, but you just mentioned Jordan Maxwell and talked just a few minutes ago about bringing along a guest, and maybe I missed kind of what that was talking about, but I just wanted to ask you a question. Have you ever, like, looked into Jordan Maxwell in detail?
Well, you know, again, I say I enjoy his work on symbology. I don't necessarily abide by everything he has to say. Someone else called in about Michael Sarion and the lectures that he gives and having him on as a guest. And, you know, again, I don't think that everybody has full spectrum analysis, but I think that Jordan Maxwell has done some exceptional work. I mean, anybody that can get Image Comics to come in and start doing a series called New World Order based on a lot of his research, yeah, does it get hokey? Yeah, does it have the reptilians in it? It sure does. But at the same time, he's kind of like a underground pop culture icon in this movement. And I think that everything, you know, should be looked at. We, you know, everything out there is possible, but what's probable? You have to feed, you know, through the information. Well, and I don't think everybody's going to get 100% right. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I understand that. That's not what I'm trying to. Just mostly looking into the fact that, I mean, who he kind of gets his inspiration from. And that's what's kind of concerning, you know, because like with like a lot of stuff, like with Mark Geist, looking what he looks into and stuff, you know, with the Illuminati. Jordan Maxwell.
Well, who do you think that Jordan Maxwell, you know, who's behind Jordan Maxwell and his information?
Well, he talks in several interviews about Madame Blavatsky's influence into him. You know, that her second book is his favorite. He's read several times.
Yeah, the Theosophic Society. I mean, he's a promoter of the Zeitgeist movement, too, and I'm not a promoter of that, but I think the first Zeitgeist movie is really good. You know, I think people have their blind spots, man. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just trying to say, like, I mean, Madame Blavatsky, you know,
she's a Satanist.
You know, the Theosophical Society, and yes, you know, she was a Luciferian and all this. And in her book, the second book that he talks about that is her favorite is the, you know, we all know Jordan Maxwell. That's not his real name. And in her book, it says, you know, it has the name Jordanus Maximus in it.
So you think that's where he took it from?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's his favorite book. He said he's read it several different times. And these are on interviews. You can look it up. And basically, on his website, he has the name Jordanus Maximus with question marks on it. And off to the side, there's a note. It's the only one on there. You can look it up on his website. It says that he was emailed this. You know, so we're supposed to assume. And the interviews that he talks about with the books were well before, like, you know, the internet, because Jor Maxwell's been around for a while.
No, I know exactly. It's some of the things I'm talking about used to be on public access programs. You could only get it on VHS tape in underground stores or in magazines. Yeah, you know, like I said, man, I don't buy into everything he says or anybody says for that matter, but I think that people should at least, you know, go check out his information and, you know, check out yours as well. Thank you, Justin. Let's go to Pip in England. Cheerio, sir. Yes, Pip.
Coward.
Once again, look, hey folks, Penis McFreely's calling in again. There he is. He just can't get enough of calling into a show that he supposedly hates so much. Oh, coward, in that really, you know, long drawl of a retarded redneck accent. Well, I'm glad that you're having, well, if he's on Eastern time, it's almost 12:45 in the morning, so he's probably been crying into his ice cream and potato chips all night about what a pathetic life he leads. But, you know, that's his business. Thanks, Pip. Let's go to Charles in California. Charles, you're on the air.
Yo, Jameis Spermis.
How you doing, man?
Good. I just love the callers that call in and give you trouble, you know, about nothing.
Yeah, you know, like someone calling in today about the, you named it the Obama deception. Meanwhile, I didn't even really do much on the movie other than get some clips. You know, and I think it's a genius name, and I think it's a genius movie. And, I mean, the guy didn't have a leg to stand on. Then I have this guy who's just, you know, basically a stalker who calls in under fake names all the time. Then he doesn't have anything to say to me. I would have given him a question, but he starts, coward. I mean, come on.
You need to, like, officially give him, like, 2 minutes a show or something, because I just keep hearing him pop up out of nowhere, you know?
Uh-huh. But, what else you got for me, Charles?
Well, I posted a video of the City Year thing, you know, when they're all jumping around with the drums and all that fake movie crap. But a friend basically commented to me, he's like, he told me that the City Year things, basically they got infiltrated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
if
you know about.
Yeah, they took the AmeriCorps, that's exactly what happened. They took the AmeriCorps funding. They took the federal funding. It was a group that started out as good. They saw that they could exploit them. They saw they had a positive image and a positive message, and now they're going to exploit that to try to militarize them and create this, you know, civil service corps nationally and use them to promote this day of national civil service on September 11th.
Yeah, well, he gave me some information about it because he went to the thing and he actually did it for like 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like not even surprised at the things he was telling me because it's just like the typical things they want to push. He was telling me that they were, like, pushing homosexuality on them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just saying, oh, let's just have a gay parade and all these type of things because, you know, obviously they can't have manly people that they're, you know, indoctrinating and all this stuff. But he also told me about the girl. You know the girl that says, I am change and this is what I wear?
Yes.
Well, he was with that girl. He remembers her. And he said that she gave a speech about how she had an abortion when she was like 15 or something, and she has no remorse about it, and everybody like clapped her, and he's like, I'm not gonna clap for this girl. She just said she has no remorse about killing her baby.
Yeah, well, you
so,
know
like,
what?
Clearly,
the thing
they're
is
pushing that.
Well, they're really pushing this new age. It's all about me attitude. This again, fast
it's
food.
It's also
attitude.
All about Obama.
Yeah,
Obama
well,
too. If you're not an Obama head, there you're a total outcast. He said.
Mm-hmm.
Said like the few people there that were like saying like bringing up issues about Obama or like any of that, they were like automatically like, you know, just killed.
Yeah, they were automatically ostracized from the group because they didn't worship the leader.
Right. So basically, it's exactly what, you know, we think it is. It's a total indoctrination camp, and you know that's that. I just thought I should share that with you.
All right, Charles. Thank you so much for the call. Folks, I mean, it is just as bad as it's about to get. You know what? Let's get ready to play that clip. Let's play the I Am Change clip. You know, the Barack Obama Nazi Web 2.0. You can go just scroll down in the Info Warrior and get ready for that. It's at the bottom. I mean, they've got the jackets on. They're, you know, using Martin Luther King Jr. They're using Gandhi. They're using Mother Teresa to sell an image of you are change. You can be the leader. Obey. Wear the fascist jacket. Become the change you want to see in the world. Let's piggyback on a real organization about change, wearechange.org. I mean, this stuff is sick, and now we're going to piggyback on 9/11 truth. We're going to play that in the next segment. Let's go to Kawan in New Jersey. Kawan, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason, thanks a lot for being on the air, dude. You don't need anybody heckling you, man. You are an absolute genius to me, dude. I just wanted to call you and tell you that.
Thank you so much for being on
the radio, man.
Hey, man, thank you. Thanks for listening. You a new listener?
Oh, yes, sir. I just started listening about a month ago. Dude, I love you on the radio, man. Seriously.
All right, killer. Yo, go check out my films over on the web. Go check out Loose Change, Final Cut, and especially Fabled Enemies. I thank you for the call. Charles in Maine, you're on the air, sir. Yes, Charles.
The Alex Jones Deception is coming out on September 5th, 2009.
It's Penis McFreely yet again. He just can't get enough. I mean, he just can't get enough. He wants to call in with his phony voices and his Penis McFreely attitude. And he, again, I mean, he doesn't have a lot to do. He doesn't get enough sunlight. He doesn't get enough exercise. He's got a terrible hairline. He's mooched off of his father his entire life. He has no brain of his own. He can't, you know, think for himself. His wife is probably very upset that she ever got involved with him. You know, his kids are probably unhappy because he's their father. So he doesn't have anything to do on a Friday night other than stay up till 10 to 1 in the morning. So we can call this show here. We're going to come back. We're going to play the clip of the new Slave Brigade, the new Stasi Youth Force, Obama 2.0. I am changed. City year, city year, city year.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. thoughts when you're always afraid.
Step out, the man come home and take you away. All right, let's play this City Year clip. Let's play the slave children in military formation because they are change.
We are stop.
I am change. I've been around since the beginning of time.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Over the years, I've had many faces. Over the years, I've had many looks.
I have a dream.
But I've always had the same goals.
We are
to make this world a better place by helping those who need it most. To never turn my back when things get tough. And to show that positive can always overpower negative. I am change. And this is what I wear.
And apparently that girl had an abortion and got praised for it. Well, good for her, huh? Happy times for abortion girl. Hey, all right. Woo. Michael in Colorado, you're on the air, sir. Yes, Mike.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
All right.
Good. Appreciate the work you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Hey, I was just sitting actually reading the Declaration of Independence, and it kind of dawned on me. You know, there's a lot of small chatter of a lot of things that are going on, and it seems that we could actually present the Declaration of Independence to any of the past presidents over the last 20 years. Kind of a question and maybe rhetorical in nature, but I was wondering, at what point do you think we're going to come to the conclusion that we need to declare our own independence and actually come to the point of revolution?
Well, you know what? I just don't know if a revolution is going to be the answer. I think we need a reformation of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I really think that if we do have a revolution, it'll give them even a bigger opportunity to amalgamate us into a North American Union. They would love to see civil unrest that was created by the people for an excuse to declare martial law and have troops on the street and have justified action against the populace. I mean, they would love to be able to come into this office and just shut us down in public. So I don't know if revolution is the answer. I feel like they really have to push so openly and violently to make that possible that I almost can't imagine a scenario where it's going to happen. But then again, you look at what they're doing and how far they've come. You can't put anything out of the realm of possibility with these people. They'll murder 3,000 people on national television, then go into the Middle East and murder millions more.
Absolutely. All right.
Yeah, I thank you for the call, Michael. Ron in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Berman. I'm a Vietnam vet. Mm-hmm. Been in business for myself probably about 30 years. Never used my VA benefits until things have gotten tight. Mm-hmm. About 6 weeks ago, I took my DD-214s down because I need medication. Mm-hmm. And they asked me a whole bunch of questions. I've had a concealed carry permit now for probably 12 years. Several of the questions was, you know, do I feel stressed out?
It was a psychological profile to say do you have PTSD? Let's see if we can classify you as someone who's dangerous. Go ahead.
Well, I got a letter in the mail today revoking my CCW in the state of Mississippi.
Are you kidding me? Just because you went to the VA?
I called Mississippi Department of Mississippi Highway Patrol Department of Public Safety. They said it was initiated by Homeland Security.
Sir, you need to scan that information.
I have filed an appeal.
Well, we need that information so we can do a story here at Infowars.com. Please, if you have email, sir, get a hold of Rob D. I needed to say veteran CCWD revoked. Carry conceal weapons permit revoked. And we are going to do a big story about that because that is just deplorable and it just shows where we're going. That's what the domestic extremism lexicons are about. It's the Info Warrior. Back tomorrow. Not really.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.